Let's move on to the annual strategic plan update. This is a presentation I have, Christina.
Can you click it for me? Thank you, please. So just to kind of do a recap of how we got here, this all started with interviews of management, supervisors, the board. We did surveys of all of the staff, the members, the employers. And then we did a workshop with the managers and the supervisors, and then separately with the board. Through all of that information, we came up with our strategic plan for 25 through 28, with some main themes in there: member and employer service, investments, technology, governance, workplace development. So the next slide, I'm not gonna go through, I know there's a lot of words here, and I think this is stuff that we've already seen previously, but it really just goes over what the themes were and what the objectives were to get us to that theme. So then if we can move to slide five, this is the 1 year update. So I had done a 6 month update, now we're coming up on a year of having the strategic plan. Kind of high level, what we did was create some communication material for CICERA staff. We rolled it out to CICERA staff. We created implementation plans around it. So who's in charge of the different objectives, what staff are involved in it, what resources are needed, the timeline, those types of things, which took us a few months. And the next slide starts us on where we are now. So what I added is on the left is a 6 month update, which you saw previously, but just to compare it to the 1 year. For this objective, it's the portals. We just saw the presentation on the portal. So I won't spend a lot of time here, but we have done a lot of work on the portal side in the last 6 months, and it will continue. Like Colin had mentioned, we are slowly rolling the portals out, both employer and member portals, and I anticipate having the full rollout of both completed by the end of this year. The next objective was for additional points of communication. We had planned on doing an employer workshop. We did conduct that. It was very well received. We started to research different software options to do the videos in-house. We want to have more videos on the website. We included the cost to do those videos in the budget, so we anticipate doing those second to third quarter of this year. The member open house that we wanted to do, we delayed that member open house because we want it to coincide with the portal rollout for members, so that as members come to the open house and come in, we can catch them on the spot and enroll them right there into the portal. So as we get closer to that portal rollout, we'll be doing the member open house along with that. We also had created some postcards. The first postcard was mailed out. Thank you for the suggestion of a QR code. We included that on the postcard, and I think that the retirees really liked that. So additional postcards will be coming there because it was very well received. The ongoing member and employer surveys, as Colin mentioned, we did a member survey in 2024 where we saw the portal was something that a lot of our members wanted. We put together guidelines on when we're going to be surveying because we didn't want to just survey once and then be done. We want to keep surveying back, and we want to make sure that we have a plan to get that done. So we created guidelines around that. Our next member survey for active members will be over the next month. And then retired members will do right after that large March retirement rush that we have, so that we can collect some surveys from those new retirees. So that'll be around quarter four of 2026. They're on payroll. They've gone all the way through the retirement experience, and maybe we can get some feedback on that experience. Then, I know she's reading my mind over there. the investment theme, we had a couple of those. Finalize and utilize the portfolio analytics report. You guys just saw that today as well. That was the new CIO report. So using some of the new software we have to create that. And then to review and partner, oh, Liz. One more slide, board. You're reading my mind so much, I forgot to say something. Review and partner with external vendors to obtain optimal performance. So part of this was an RFQ was issued for investment consultants for both general and specialty. We've gone through that process and the consultants are being onboarded. We saw today with Makita doing their first quarterly report for us. And successfully launched the new pension system. So the system did launch October 24th. Training had started with staff right before that. We will continue with training of staff because we know that with any new system, there's a learning curve to it. It's kind of relearning the job you thought you knew. So it takes a little time and we'll continuously go through that training to really get staff comfortable with the new system. We'll continue to adjust the system as we talked about with the portal today. It's something that it's not a one and done. We're continuously working with Sagitech to make sure that it's functioning the way that we think it would function best for us. We also have some of our employers on the portal, but we're continuing to roll that out to other employers. We are leaving the county, which is the largest employer, for the last piece of that because we know that that will take a lot of training around that portal, and we want to make sure that it's as smooth as possible by the time that we get there.
I'm glad Candace wasn't here.
She would probably agree, though.
I think she'd understand.
And I have told the county directly the same thing, so I've met with county IT, which is called Do It, and then I also met with their HR just to let them know that we are rolling it out, but we've started with the smaller employers. So they will kind of be the end of that line once we know we've gotten a lot of those kinks out. And then cybersecurity. So part of rolling out a new system is really making sure that that system is secure and all of the access points around it are secure. So we've spent quite a bit of time testing the security of the system with our vendor, with some of our own internal staff. And it's not something like everything else in the system, it's not one and done. We'll continuously be testing it. Having MFA on it was a requirement for us, and we've tested the MFA quite a bit. There's been some adjustments to that, and we will continue to do that. We also recently issued an RFI for cybersecurity audit that our internal audit function is doing, and so that will be starting soon as well.
Without any specifics, have there been any that are noted attempts at intrusion in the new system?
No, not yet. And part of it could be because we don't have it widely out there. We don't have a portal link on our website yet. So they really have to look for it outside of Sisera. So once we get to that point, we'll definitely be reviewing that cyber even more because that is where your risk is the highest. And then on the governance theme, board, staff education, written procedures, some milestones and checkpoints. We did start writing some procedures. We have a lot of the procedures done for our IT functions. The different departments have started looking at what procedures maybe they don't have at all, or maybe they need to be improved upon. We know that procedures will get updated with the new system, so that is definitely something that will be coming. We also created training guidelines that we can use internally just to give us kind of metrics, or not metrics, but like ideas or touch points, like here's different trainings that would be good for staff in different situations, different times of the year. Here's good topics we can bring to the board to help the board get some of their education hours within the board meeting instead of having to do it at a conference. So we've put together those guidelines and you'll start seeing us use some of those training topics in the board meetings. And we'll go into workforce development on the staff training side, which is the next slide. But we did quite a bit of staff training. We did some last year for all staff, and then we did some specific leadership training earlier this year for the managers and supervisors, and we have another one coming up for them as well to really make sure that we're managing and supervising the staff appropriately. We've also, the Calipers Management Academy, it's a program that Calipers puts on for supervisors and managers or people that they think could be supervisors or managers. And it's a pretty intense 3-week program that Calipers does. And we've opened that up to some of our non-supervisory staff to be able to go through those supervisory trainings. And then we brought on-site Excel training. So a lot of what we do is in Excel and numbers. We have online Excel training through our new online learning system. But just to enhance that more, we brought a trainer on site and then staff could sign up to do in-person Excel training.
I need Excel training.
You can never get enough Excel training, right? There's always something in there that you learn about when you start tinkering around. And then workforce development, the culture. So we've spent a lot of efforts around the culture, not just in the last 6 months, but over the last few years. We developed a culture statement based on the culture that we feel like we have in place here. And the culture statement is just really providing an expectation to the current staff or candidates that are looking to apply on what to expect in the culture. So some of our pillars are transparency, empowerment, public service, since we are public servants. And then some of these philosophies that fell under what's called the Fish philosophy that we originally rolled out, we've kind of grown that now. So those, play is one of them. So really what that's talking about is that you can work hard and enjoy what you do. So go to work and enjoy it. Be there. So show up to work and be present for the members. Choose your attitude. So we all have bad days, maybe before we get in, even into work. So let's, make that change and choose our attitude for our members and make their day. So when you're serving a member, it's really about what can you do for them? It's not a quick, yes, no. It's really talking to them, understanding what they're looking for and seeing if you can expand on that, which may provide them even more information they didn't even know that they needed, or hey, did you know you're eligible to retire? Different things like that, that maybe they had no idea. So those are some of our kind of cultural pillars that we try to function by, and we have incorporated those onto the CSER career page. So if you go to the website, you'll see our mission, our vision, our cultural statement that includes those pillars. And then when somebody goes to apply, they will be able to see this is what this workplace looks like. And if this is for you, then you should apply. And so we were able to roll that out because our IT manager is retiring at the end of March. So it's the first recruitment since we've created the culture statement, and we were able to use that culture statement of that recruitment. And we're still in the middle of the recruitment, but we had a very high amount of applications. So we like to think that maybe it's because they saw what a great place this area is to work and they wanted to apply. So still to come, as I mentioned, the organization-wide grid and procedure development is in progress. We know there's going to be changes with the new system. So not only trying to get the procedures done for different procedures that were never documented or need to be changed and maybe have needed to be changed before a new system, but also adjusting procedures that we've had because of the new system. The rollout of the member and employer portals, and then also the member open house, which will coincide with the member portal rollout. We're also continuing to look at additional member communication pieces, videos, written materials. We're always looking for different ways of communicating the information to members because we know that it can be very complicated and isn't always something that everybody deals with all the time. We do it all day and it seems very easy to us, or it's something that just comes naturally to us, but we realize that's not for everyone.
How does the phone system get integrated into the new pension software?
Yeah, so we are right in the middle of the phone system project, and I'll let Colin answer that because that's another one of the projects he's running.
Yeah, we're currently working with our phone vendor, which is Dialpad, and looking to implement the phone system sometime in middle of April. And then shortly thereafter, we expect that we'll integrate the phone system and the pension software system.
What does that mean? I mean, the
mean like what do I mean by integrating them?
So if a member calls, then it's recognized by our pension software system that
in some way,
Mr.
yeah.
Smith
so basically, they
calling,
just
yeah,
at a super high level, somebody calls in and it takes us right to the relevant screen for that member in the pension software system. We may have to do some prompting, but that's more or less what it does. In some instances, it might recognize the member because they're calling from a phone number that the system recognizes because it's already in there, or they've called us before or whatever. And then in other cases, we might have to tell the system, hey, it's John Doe, and pop the screen up for that member.
Yeah, think about a customer service operation where as soon as the identifying address or some other feature is popped in, the screen populates for the person on the other end of the phone, right? The customer service rep, who instantly has a sense of the snapshot of who you are and all that stuff, right? It's that same
yes,
functionality.
Yes, basically.
Right?
And on the other side, though, we want the experience to be the same for the member. They call in, they get a live person. They don't know what's going on our side, but we get more information about them, or at least we hopefully get it faster than we did in the past.
So it's not going to have like electronic banking, phone banking, where you call and you get your balance just through the phone system.
Only for
that's
you.
Not the plan right now.
No, because it's not clear from what it means.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
A must.
Yeah, that is not how we're planning on designing it. But yes, there are phone systems that
yeah.
can do that where
yeah.
it'll validate the person through the system and give them information. We still want to have that personal touch to our members that we hopefully are well known for, because I know there are some of the bigger systems, you know, state systems, where you are talking to a robotic person to try and get information. We're not trying to go in that direction.
So we're not buying a couple of Optimus robots.
Yeah.
Right?
If you'd like to make a payment, press one.
Well,
your call is very important to us.
I don't know about you, but regardless of the phone system, I find myself saying, can I ask if I'm talking to a real person? That's the thing. Never thought I'd reach that point in my life. But sometimes you're not. Hi, I'm Greta. I'm here to help you. Really? Are you a real person? I am.
Only you would do that, Jerry.
Will it have a CRM component to it where you can kind of see the contact history? Okay.
Yes, it will have the CRM component to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Customer relationship management.
Just show them off. I hear all these commercials. Just because you could have different handlers to the call, so it might be helpful to see the history of the number of times it comes.
Chronic caller.
Yes.
Oh, we're on our lunch break.
Yes, and that will log it into the pension system, so it'll become part of that member's account. And as I mentioned before, we're going to continue to evaluate the different processes with the new system, because we know that with a new system brings some changes to those processes, and really how can we improve them. And then reporting out of the system, really those metrics of, you know, here's how many calls we're getting, here's, you know, how long certain calls are taking, here's how many applications are getting processed through the system. But all those metrics that we do right now externally outside of our pension system, we'll now be looking to have inside the pension system. And that's all that I have for now. You can tell it's pretty heavy on the new pension system and really focused on really leveraging that system to be able to do more for our members. But I will take any questions that you have.
Thank you. Very thorough. Very interesting.
I only have one question. What are you and the staff doing with your free time?
You know the truth. Any questions or comments for Christina? No? Great. Outstanding report. I learned something about what we do every time I read one of those.